everybody, and welcome into episode number 266 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Nick.
You did so well last week that with your, what, you were 2 for 3 or 2 for 4, 50%, you know.
Yeah, he did really well.
You're batting way better than Michael.
I mean, average-wise, yes. I think total-wise, he's approaching Michael's right answer.
Yeah. Michael's not here, so we have to be. He's, for those who don't know, Michael's our production manager, so the trivia doesn't get magically appear at the venues. Right. So he's printing and packing and stuffing envelopes and killing a lot of trees.
Right.
But, you know, when the printer breaks in the middle of that.
Yeah. And snow days 2 weeks ago and all the other stuff that was going on. Yeah.
Ooh.
It's put a monkey wrench in the works. So to
yeah.
speak.
But what is great is that we have you here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you have another fact. We have more facts.
Yeah.
Today is going to be a fact day.
Fact.
So we're just going to throw them out. You're going to learn some stuff.
All right.
Here you go.
Okay, so I'm supposed to ask you.
You're supposed to ask me.
Supposed to. What is the oldest Irish distillery?
The oldest Irish distillery?
It's
just, this is all, when you say Irish, specifically in Ireland?
Ireland, yes.
Jameson?
It's technically, the beer's not distilled, right? So it's not Bass.
It's not going to be a beer.
No, it's not a beer, right? So
it's
Jameson's,
not going to be a beer.
Right, so Jameson's, what are the other options?
There's only one Irish whiskey that I... Hey, sponsor the podcast. That's back-to-back weeks.
I have a feeling I'm way too experienced for this question.
Don't Know Either podcast, brought to you by Lettuce and Jameson.
This is when you need to lose weight and don't have a lot of money. Lettuce and Jameson's.
And a pack of smokes. You don't know.
We do not advocate any of this.
It's Old Bushmills.
Old Bushmills.
Okay. Yes, Bushmills is a sweeter Irish whiskey.
Oh, I like sweet.
You think you do. I was sitting next to a guy last night, and he was like, ordered a shot, and he was like, ooh, a special on Bushmills. And I was like, I think you think that's a Jameson. And he took one shot of it and went, ooh, well, that's exactly it takes an experienced whiskey drinker to get used to the sweetness of Bushmills. But it is by far, when I went to Ireland, the most popular.
Really?
It is the most popular. I love Paddy's whiskey. Paddy's whiskey, if you see it anywhere, guys, take a taste.
Okay.
It's not the best, but it's certainly the most drinkable. But
so wouldn't that make it the best? What is the best definition for you?
I would have to do with age, and it would have to do with, you know, your palate, you know, like beer and everything else. It's all about what you like.
Okay. I mean, I know best is a subjective term, but I would feel like with drink and food, best would be most drinkable. So that just kind of struck me as kind of weird.
Yeah, Bushmills has been around since 1608.
I would say like
that predates,
you know,
America.
Yeah. Coors Light or
by a century.
Miller Light would be the most drinkable because it's the closest to water.
Yes.
And therefore you can drink most of it, but that wouldn't mean best.
Most enjoyable to drink. Maybe, I don't know. What would you define as best when it comes to you?
I mean, it would probably be something small batch that's hard to find. I mean, let's put it
like
that,
rare,
you know, something that's rare. I mean, like my favorite beers are the ones that like not only are great, but really hard to get your hands
on
because they're popular.
Oh, you're a collector.
You're more about the story behind it than you are the actual taste. Taste doesn't factor into it as much for you.
Well, it does. But I mean, like at a certain point when you're getting that limited, you know, like you're. It's a reason why it's hard to get. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like Lindsay said, I think it's so subjective that it's hard to do a collective agreement on what it is. I mean, I love whiskey. I hate scotch.
Mm. Scotch is good, but you have to acquire the taste for it.
Yeah.
And peat and smokiness is not something that you're like, let's
mezcal?
Just...
Mezcal? You know, that's a thing.
Mezcal's good, too.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. I mean, so my wife developed a wine allergy, much to her chagrin, and can no longer drink wine.
Oh, that
so
sounds
she,
terrible.
Yeah, every time she drinks, like, a glass of wine, she breaks out in hives all over her body. So she said, well, what am I going to do? And she taught herself to drink scotch.
Wow.
So now we have, like, all of these really nice bottles of scotch in the house.
This is good to know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hope that stinks.
Yeah.
But... doesn't stink enough for me to continue to talk about it in this moment because I don't want to get sad. But she's got scotch, so works out anyway.
Scotchy.
Yeah. Okay, so my interesting fact was something that I didn't realize. I knew the initial fact, but I didn't know the context of it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
So I knew that Mr. Rogers had appeared before Congress.
Yes.
I didn't realize that he had also appeared before the Supreme Court.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Do we know why?
It had to do with the funding.
No, that was Congress.
That was Congress.
Yeah. Any idea why he appeared in front of the Supreme Court? What was the Supreme Court debating? Well, I mean, they weren't debating. They were deciding, but people were debating.
Whether it was constitutional to fund the public television?
A great guess, but wrong. Nick?
Did it have something to do with his military service?
It did not. Would it help if I gave you the name of the case?
Sure.
Universal Studios versus Sony.
Oh, was this the Betamax versus VCR?
Yeah, this is the VCR case.
Okay, yeah.
Won't you be my beta?
Yeah, so Universal Studios was arguing that recording TV programs violated copyright law.
Sure.
And Sony's argument was that this falls under fair use.
Right.
So Mr. Rogers came in and he said... basically, well, it would be really great for families to be able to record these shows because then
right.
they can rewatch
watch
it later and
want.
Watch it with children. And the argument was basically being that it wasn't commercialized, so this was okay for people to do this.
Right.
So what was the decision? Like, was it unanimous? Was it 9-0?
Was it
8-1? So what was the
split? I'm
going to
say 6-3 along party lines.
6-3. I can tell you this. This was 1984. I do not know what the makeup of the Supreme Court was in 1984. I'm sure most of our players do, but I do not.
I would say there's only.
You're just blindly guessing.
No. I'm not. I'm actually thinking through the Supreme Court justices and when they were nominated and approved going through.
I don't think
1984. I don't think there's more than one or two that are still there.
I mean. Yeah, it's a for life thing. What do you think, Nick? So you understand what this is asking, yes?
How but did it win?
Well, obviously we had Betamax machines and we had VCRs.
Yes,
so obviously Sony won this case.
Yes, yes.
They said that, hey, it's cool for you to record in your personal home TVs.
And you just want to know what the split was.
I want to know the split. Was it unanimous? Was it not?
I'm going to go with unanimous.
Unanimous? 9-0 in favor of Sony. Nick?
You're
looking up justices on your phone?
I am. I said 6-3 along party lines.
6-3. Okay. Yeah. It was actually decided by one vote.
Oh.
So it was 5-4 in favor of Sony. Mr. Rogers is actually like quoted in the, I don't forget what they're called. I'm having a brain fart, but like the summary of the case.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Rogers is quoted in that as one of the reasons that.
The brief.
Oh my gosh, I have so many loyal friends and family that me blanking on this word is just embarrassing.
Did you come from a family of lawyers?
Yeah, and like a couple of my best friends are, and
right.
I'm such a goof.
So none of the 9 current members of the Supreme Court were part of this decision. The oldest member of the Supreme Court was Justice Kennedy from 1988.
Oh, okay.
So the 4 years post this decision.
Yeah, so okay, let's say it ruled the other way though. So the swing vote went to the other... This, yes, VCRs and betas violate copyright law. What would our world look like?
There'd certainly be no TiVo or DVR.
DirecTV would certainly suck.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no Netflix, really,
because everything, like Netflix started as like on demand.
Yeah. I just thought it was a black dystopian, and I kind of want to write a novel with
population.
A love triangle.
Wait, was it?
The population would be significantly less than it is now.
Oh, because people aren't Netflix and chilling?
Yeah.
the decision was in 1984?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which would make it kind of like 1984, the book?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly where it is.
It's opinion. That's the word I was looking for.
Okay.
The
majority or
the
minority
opinion.
Opinion.
Yeah.
There are
so
two
they,
opinions for every decision.
Yes. So they included that in the opinion summary thing. Oh, gosh. But yeah, I just thought it was a dark dystopian future, and it was just
this
by
world
one vote.
With no DVRs.
Yeah, because to me, you know, reading this case and reading about it, it just seems like such an obvious thing because we live with that and grew up with it. And I remember recording songs off the radio, and I remember, you know, recording things off of TV. And what would our life be? But yeah, that's my fact.
Yeah, no mixtapes. There wouldn't be any mixtapes.
No mixtapes. Yeah, my dad didn't understand the concept of CDs. Like he liked that song "Hey There, Delilah."
Uh-huh.
And it was like
the plain white tees.
Yeah, this was like
okay.
a long time ago. And
sure.
so I was driving as a teenager, and it came on, and he was like, "Oh, did you record that off the radio?" And it was on a CD, and he didn't quite get that concept. But
wow.
now he does, and I'm proud of him.
Wow.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
He takes pictures on his phone.
Way to go, parents.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm done.
Okay, so
throwing it to you.
My interesting fact. I've got two. One involves math, Lindsay. The other one is specifically for you.
Okay, so I'm out of the math question. Peace. I'm gone.
All right, so you want the one specifically for you?
No. Do the math one. So it's, heart it's can talk. One. I've been talking for a while. So
I know
myself.
A 2-year-old in China was watching videos on his mother's iPhone or his mother's smartphone, and he accidentally entered the wrong password in, and he did it so many times that it locked the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh no!
How long did it lock the phone for?
Is this like a world record or something? Because I feel like at some point, does it just shut down?
No. It just keeps increasing the amount. Based on the number of attempts you try to put it in, it keeps increasing the amount of time before you can try again.
What?
Oh, I don't know. See, that would be the question of how, this is the math, right? How many times did he try?
Right.
Times, how many times does it add? Does that add up exponentially? So the first time it's 30 seconds
Nick,
and then it's a minute.
I have a separate question for this.
Sure.
How long was the wait at the Apple store?
To get it unlocked.
To even get to see an Apple person.
Slightly shorter than the amount of time it would
actually,
take.
Actually, Nick, do you mind? Can I borrow your phone real quick?
You can.
Are you going to try to lock his phone and see how
long
it takes?
No, that was the joke. He's honestly handing me over his cell phone right now, you goof.
Don't swipe left.
It's a joke? Okay, I'm just deleting my history.
No. I was joking. I wasn't going to lock
I wasn't
your phone.
Joking. I was making sure.
Okay, I'm going to say... For no reason that I'm doing.
Sure.
I'm not doing any math.
I want it in minutes, by the way.
Minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come.
In minutes.
You want to give it to me in non-minute? I'll take whatever you want. I'll do the conversion. No, that's fine. I'll do the conversion rate.
No.
How many minutes? Well, I mean, obviously this could be weeks, right?
It could be.
Okay, I'm saying 12,000 minutes, which is just over 8 days.
Okay.
12,000 minutes, just over 8 days.
I was gonna say 12 days.
525,600 minutes.
You're both low.
Okay. Low. Oh, jeez. Yeah,
I meant to say 48.
Just keep going.
Times low. Two.
Still way low.
All okay, right, tell us.
25 million minutes, which is just shy of 47 years is how long it locked the phone for.
47 years?
47 years. 25 million minutes.
How many incorrect times did he
Not say how many incorrect times he did it, but this is the point. Why on earth would you design a phone that allowed you to enter in enough wrong answers to lock it for 47 years?
I feel like that's what the bots will use. They'll have robots that are trying to get stuff in.
Yeah, but that's just one of those like okay, I forgot what my password is and I entered it in wrong a couple of times and the program is going to lock me out for the rest of my life. Yeah. I'll be really happy if I have another 47 years in me.
That's ridiculous.
So, cool. Yeah, that was forever long. I've got one for you too, Lindsay. If you want it,
I'm in.
Okay, here we go. So you are a fan of The Bachelor?
Oh, do I love The Bachelor?
You watched this season in its entirety.
The most dramatic ending in Bachelor history.
Okay,
and actually, I won't say that it was dramatic because the ending itself is kind of meh. But the follow up, oh my goodness!
Did his nose fall off from syphilis?
No, but that didn't. It wouldn't surprise me at this point, honestly, if somebody had that. Like, I'm surprised there hasn't been, like, a sexual disease undertone.
That would be an article I would read. Like, sexual disease runs rampant on set of Bachelor.
Right, or the guy, you know, like, just like that show Lovesick I've been watching, the guy is chlamydia needs to go find all of his ex-lovers and tell them, like, that would be an interesting...
That is a great show. Is that a show?
That's a show,
and it's really good.
I was going to say, that would be very interesting.
I would describe it as How I Met Your Mother, but better.
I watched one episode.
What is it called?
Bailed, but...
I told you had to give it three.
I didn't have it in me.
What is it called?
Lovesick. Okay. It used to be called Scrotal Recall, but they changed the name, which is kind of unfortunate, I think, because anytime you can use the word scrotum in a title of a TV show, I'm all in. I'm just kidding. As I've talked about Mansers a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Okay, so sorry. Your question, Bachelor, so, me, focus.
Bachelor,
accept
we
the
saw
rose.
It, we did.
I'm
okay.
Here for the right reasons.
And then this is a commentary on our political system in this country.
Oh,
which,
great.
Which is going to be good. You're not going to cut because we don't really worry about it. But this is my, like, this is what people, what lawmakers in this country are concerned about.
Uh-huh.
A lawmaker in which state?
Oh, I know this. I know. It's Minnesota.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Proposed a bill banning the guy from The Bachelor from entering the state.
Yeah. So,
really?
So, yeah. So anyway, spoiler alert, at the end of the season, he proposes to the one girl. They like date for a while and like are engaged and happy. And then he breaks up with her because he's still in love with the other girl. It like they did like a split screen and it was just brutal. No music, nothing, just like really awkward, her uncomfortable crying. Like it was so cringeworthy for 20 minutes. I mean, it was brutal television.
Lindsay geeking out on editing.
There wasn't really any. When he said it was unedited, I was right. Like, yeah, right. But really, there was no cuts. Uh-huh. Except you could see when it went black because they went to go talk to the producers. So anyway, he goes back with this other girl. They're all in this tell-all situation. He proposes to the other girl at the tell-all in front of all his exes and his ex-fiance. And she's like, yeah, it's great. And then this Becca is now the bachelorette in the upcoming season.
Wait,
all
which
the
one's
other...
Becca? Is that the first one
Becca's
or the second one?
Becca's the one that got her heart broken. So she's the one that was
proposed to. Well, technically, when he
to.
Picked the one...
Well, she got the
final rose.
The
other one got her heart broken.
See, that was also the controversy because we play the Bachelor Fantasy League and Joey had Becca as his final rose.
Uh-huh.
And once, you know, the whole breakup went down, he's like, that better count for my points for final rose, which it did. We tied for second. And my Bachelor Fantasy team name is Here for the Winning Reasons.
Closest I ever got to reality television was getting onto DC Real World. My band got to play with the dude that was in
that was on the DC Real World.
Yeah, he called me and was like, can we you guys open for us? And I was like, dude, bring all your people. And then at the end of the thing, basically it panned to us and I was laughing because we were hammered and he made some joke and I like turned to the camera and I was like, ha, 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 and I was like, true story. And I was like, I made it on the show.
That's amazing.
That was pretty cool.
I think I would be good on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, my eyes.
God help us.
Rolling my eyes. Okay, so what is our phrase?
Rolling my eyes.
Rolling my eyes? Yeah. Okay, well, that is something that happens constantly. These muscles are strong. The muscles are strong with these eyes. Okay, cool. So we learned some stuff. Nick, I hope you'll join us again.
Yeah, you know.
It's really not because I like you, because I just like, you know, poo-pooing on Michael. No, I'm kidding. Your closing thoughts.
Well, you know, somebody locked me out of my office and I had nowhere else to go. So I'm here. It was lovely. I think we're going to take Nick out to Taco Bell after this and break his Taco Bell zero streak.
We didn't go last week.
No.
No. Completely voluntary that you're here.
Right.
Okay. Well, this has been the We Don't Know There podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Nick.
I didn't mess it up this time. We don't know either.
Bye.
Woo-hoo. Ha ha ha!